Blog Talk Radio.
They call the three B's, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Johannes Sebastian Bach was in the Lutheran religion. He had a big family. I think he lived in Leipzig in old Prussia. And he was married to a younger woman, Anna Magdalena. He had quite a few kids. Two of his sons became composers themselves. But every Sunday's Lutheran service, he had to compose a cantata, and with all those screaming kids, he was abused by his, in those days, they had patrons, and were expected to cater to their wishes, whether they were tone deaf or what. So, but I think this is one of my favorites, and it's sung by one of the great German singers, Lotte Lehmann, who later became a teacher, great Wagnerian soprano, and played by the organist played by Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who dedicated his life to helping the people in Africa. And in fact, he had a niece named Nicole Henri Schweitzer, who made a recording of a song on the French mountain air. Anyway, I think this is appropriate to salute the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach. A mighty fortress is our God, ein feste Burge. Now, it should be worth noting that one of the events on this day in 1871, Henry N. Stanley, who was an orphan, born in England, fought in the American Civil War, became a correspondent, later went in 1871 to search for Dr. Livingston in Africa, who had dedicated his life. He preceded Albert Schweitzer in his famous movie with Spencer Tracy. Of course, the line is, when Stanley finally found Livingston, he said, Dr. Livingston, I presume. And I think it was Cedric Hardwick who played Dr. Livingston, and Spencer Tracy played Henry N. Stanley. Great movie. And, of course, these are the great humanitarians. We don't see too many of those people today. It's all about money. Also on this day, it was the birthday of Benito Pablo Juarez, first Indian ethnic who was president of Mexico, I think, four or five times. He's significant because he tried to liberalize Mexico, curtail the power of the Catholic clergy. He was a liberal. He died in office. He was sitting in his desk reading and died of a heart attack. His great nephew, Raul Vicente Almazan, what had happened was the family had fled to the Philippines, and of course they had their Mexican ancestry, and Raul went to law school, and World War II, the outbreak, he became a legal officer in MacArthur's army, and then instead of being captured at Botanic Regidor, he fled with his young wife. She was pregnant, I believe. And he fought as a freedom fighter against the Japanese Imperial Army. And then after World War II, became a civil lawyer, practiced international law, and fought corruption. And one of his daughters, he sent his daughters to the best Swiss schools in Europe. One of his daughters met an American Marine, George Marshall, who was distantly related to General George Collette Marshall, the chief of staff of the U.S. Army in World War II, and later came back to California and fought corruption in HUD, and we'll put his pictures and stuff up. Great guy. He died in 1997 after trying to get U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri freed. Okay, among the other birthdays today is Modest Mussorgsky. I think we got this correct. The Russians always have these screwy dates. He died at 42, was gay. He had an alcohol problem. Wrote some of the best music ever written in Russia and Russian musical history. And his the guy who orchestrated his music redid the most famous opera, Boris Godunov, was Rimsky-Korsakov, who had served in the Russian Imperial Navy and later became head of the music school, the bandmasters of the in St. Petersburg, and wrote many operas. And he trained people like Respighi and other people came to be tutored by him. The guy who invented the modern factory layout, Albert Kahn, was born today. Florence Ziegfeld, you hear the term the Ziegfeld girls. He was a great Jewish ethnic showman in New York and had the famous girls. I think Fanny Bryce was one of them, and he called the Ziegfeld Follies. And then John D. Rockefeller III was born, a billionaire oil man who set up the Rockefeller Foundation and to try to undo a lot of the damage that his greedy father had done. His grandfather, Rockefeller I, and of course the Rockefeller family is very wealthy and very powerful, and one of their sons' ancestors is the senior senator from West Virginia, Jay Rockefeller. And then Peter Bull, now he was the big, fat, florid clergyman who was caught Al Fregente in the movie Tom Jones and was having a sexual romp with Diane Cilento, a great film. And you remember this gravelly voice, Howard Cosell, Monday Night Football, born today in North Carolina. And then the guy who wrote a lot of trashy novels, Harold Robbins, wrote The Carpetbaggers. And then one of the most beautiful French actresses, Francois Dordiac, was in that movie, That Man from Rio, with Jean-Paul Belmondo. Great film, a lot of scenery. Another one of the 007s, Timothy Dalton, was born today. He also played in Mary, Queen of Scots. Gary Oldman, who was up for an Academy Award in Tinker Tailor Sailor Man, born today. Among the deaths, when Mary Queen of, not Mary, but Queen Mary, the English, the eldest daughter of Henry VIII, became queen. She only lasted 5 years. She was a staunch radical Roman Catholic, and she had Thomas Cranmer, who became an Anglican. He refused to embrace the true church and was burned at the stake. When Al Capone came to Chicago, the boss was Big Jim Colosimo, who had the restaurants on the south side of Chicago. Al Capone set up his assassination. Another great Russian composer, Alexander Glazunov, died on this date. Another English actor, Michael Redgrave, of the Redgrave family. Lynn Redgrave went to school with an old girlfriend of mine, Georgie Girl. Robert Preston, the music man, died today. The guy who was the manufacturer of the best guitars made, Leo Fender, died today. Canadian who came here from British Columbia, John Ireland, who starred in quite a few films. He's one of these great actors and great Canadians who came to America to contribute and not corrupt. And then we had Lita Demita, who was the wife of Errol Flynn. And then McDonald Carey, remember his unique voice, he died of cancer on this day. Among the events, getting back to the Russians, Tsar Peter the Great began his trip to Europe, and where he learned and worked as a shipbuilder in Holland, and took that knowledge back to Russia to become the father of the Russian Navy. In 1804, Napoleon promulgated and set up the Code Napoleon, French Civil Code. It's interesting where in that code, the father, the husband, it's patriarchal. And we'll get into another day. This is important for veterans, people like Art Burnclough. Congress authorized soldiers' homes for disabled veterans of the American Civil War. And then Otto von Bismarck cropped up on this day. And then you heard of the Hatfields and McCoys. They were fighting mountain boys, something like that. Well, Hatfield married a McCoy in a 20-year feud, which started with the theft of a pig. 1917, the first woman petty officer in the U.S. Navy, Loretta Walsh. Then the Battle of the Somme, the Germans launched that in 1918. We'll get into a survivor who was there. He made his only interview. He was a lieutenant, Trevor Hodges. And then in 1935, Persia became renamed itself as Iran. Also today is the Persian, is the New Year's for these people, Iran, Afghanistan, and Iraq. One of the assassinations of Hitler failed. There were like 40 of them, I think. And then in 1947, President Truman did an executive order for all federal employees to swear allegiance to the United States and not to a foreign power. And this was because of Soviet penetration of the various federal agencies, such as the U.S. State Department and all these people who were communists. And Joe McCarthy was right. It's just his way of going about it was wrong. And he should have been more discreet. And then there was this infighting. But there were communists in the U.S. State Department. And Alger Hiss got exposed for his perjury, claiming that he was never involved with communists. And then the Pumpkin Papers, it's an interesting story in and of itself. And then Alcatraz prison was closed, but not Al Capone's cell. And if you go to Alcatraz today, his cell is open, but you can't go in it. And then today is called the Nawaz Day. It's the Persian, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan New Year. And then Moody Bible, those of you familiar with Moody Bible in Chicago, it was set up today. We're going to do that interview with Patrick Butler, the part two of some of the things you want to know about the Irish. I should say that we're going to get into more of the Rabbi Tyler Clemente video voyeur alleged hate crime case. I think it was it was wrong for Rabbi to videotape his roommate. And Tyler Clemente apparently had some problems. His mother reportedly disowned him because he told her he was gay and was not going to. And she said, well, you can't have children. And she left the family. But she surfaced like Ron Goldman did in the O.J. trial. He was accused of abandoning his son. But she surfaced with her husband at that trial of Robbie. So some questions there, to say the least. But videotaping of anybody is wrong, and it goes on by the homosexuals, and it comes up in the Steve Nery case. It's documented, and we have the websites, the video sites, and some of the video. It's really disgusting. And, of course, nobody – it's another crime of invasion of privacy that the corporate media and the alternative media dare not mention its name. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, if you want to see the latest on religion in the Russian military, from the czars to the commissars. And this was a result of the a recent port visit of the Russian naval training ship, the Palata, which was here in San Francisco. And, of course, we're going to talk about some of the things about the Irish you did not know and maybe didn't want to know. So we're going to talk about the Irish revolutionaries as soon as I can bring it up. We have a lot of interviews. Where is Patrick Butler here? It should be here. I'm sorry, we're running a little bit. Here we go. Irish revolutionaries.
Gave them forms different British army. They were mostly tan ones, not khaki, but tan. After World Service,
tank.
And they were given tanks to distinguish them from the rest of the army. They were so traumatized by the British army. There were British officers who refused to wear the black and tan.
So that movie that in Collins, where the Irish was strung up and he was being told, Mike Hansen was the head of black and tan secret. I guess you could call it, said, do what you do.
Yeah.
So that's
that. Well, that's very, as a matter of fact, Tans committed atrocities that I'm sure the German SS tried to emulate.
Mm-hmm. I should go to see them in South Africa, open some of the Chilean authors, add the Irish ancestry, and explain that.
Yeah, because,
and even
because of the Irish had to leave Poland for a variety of reasons over the past several hundred years. Some went for economic opportunities for their lives. Some went as they were sent in jail. After the Boyne, 5,000 Irish men, women, and children were sold to slavery, not entered service, slavery, and mostly to the king, and some way to sorry.
Oh, how interesting.
I mean, the Brits brag about that they ended slavery before.
How does John West?
Yeah, before we
right.
But don't talk too much about the fact that they practiced white slavery.
So the media with their own, what is it, the song?
Yes.
It's very accurate.
It's you know, it's in fact, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you see people, and the you're going to look for opportunities where you can find them, and they're very little. But you had lots of Irish in Tina, you had spread throughout America.
What's the San Francisco, can you have one?
Okay. And
it's own episode of
it is, a lot of people have very mixed feelings the whole thing. Patricio is a red in the Mexican coast of American guys come over for famine, from the army. In those days, the army discriminatively against Irish.
That's the American.
The American.
Mm-hmm.
So they get down to go to fight them in war. They might their country for Catholics who discriminate against. And some of them affected. And regimented American army fought very, very well. In the Battle of City, them were kept, and they were en masse.
Now, wouldn't it be this guy landed and they screwed up on one thing, ordered him on the other,
right.
And flogged?
Now, here happened. I started, they were hanged. Yes, that was just first, quote, worst offense.
Mm-hmm.
Others were simulated or flogged. Now, remember, flogging those days could vary a tant amount of distance.
Especially in Australia.
Well, you know, anywhere, you know how to burst and, you know, see strokes of the best.
Laid on is
they with a will. I think with Maryville, we had a few people who probably learned to
right.
Use the strap.
I guess I've seen a couple of there.
Yeah. And I had often, years later, what happened if when they were doing that, if I had said, oh, please, that was good. I have another.
Well, the Nazis,
or,
you know, you had counting. Or they start, you had to count stroke, or they stole over.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder if out of the guy had started doing it too much, and he said, I'm not a few of them coming.
Incidentally, for those people who don't know, there is a town in Tennessee, Maryville, and
right.
Missouri, but that was a Catholic boarding school, which had predominant ancestors.
Yeah, people, we were there. Well, you were in the Irishman.
Right. Well, orange on tape, then I got beat up.
Well, so, I mean.
It's with them.
giving you a
way. Well, nice and the trouble when we march in the Chicago parade, and I'm at who's pulling the river. Decided by 8 years. Well, to that event.
Well, you know, this is funny. remember after the IRA bomb in Northern Ireland, and this was like the 90s, and a group of us would meet after a citizens' meeting that I would cover for, and we at D'Augustine, it was a popular place, and this one guy actually lived to be 109.
What?
At that time, he was in his 90s or what. Henry made the state, he says, I don't understand why the Irish are behaving they do. And then the English have a right to be in it. Everybody at the table laughed. There was a priest from Dallas who was Irish. The sword, the police who was Irish. Andrew Geese was Irish. There was our general named Adams was Irish. We all, Barbara Head was Irish. And laughed and handed to me and said, I say something. And he says, Henrix, this is your day. And he says, what do you mean? And I says, hey, you get to.
Yeah, them words.
Then they were talking about people who don't have in Chicago Fest.
Oh, okay.
And but we had Chicago Fest before Illustrious. This sought out some of.
This is the name.
Pardon?
This is Emmanuel. My bird story of mine.
Yeah. Anyway, we're at Keltest ISIS. Had a nice look. I'm wearing a dirt. A Brit leg. And shirt of Paisley.
Ooh.
Ian Paisley being the self-named past who was head or head of the UN in Northern Ireland.
He was Parliament, didn't he? Parliament.
Yeah. Also deputy premier of Hobby's deputy for the government of Ireland.
Yeah.
And Martin Mix, who was a great type, is also deputy premier.
Since we, what is it about the I understand terrorists.
You said that same church was.
Oh, come on.
There are several versions of the IRA.
Second bad. Just.
Okay, there are several versions of the IRA. The IRA is several groups. The original IRA, the one that was involved in 1960 and were independent, they were pretty straightforward. There were other groups that were using IRA stat rep banks for benefit. There were others that were terrorists. That were receiving funds, ammunition, and from Guy Omar Gaddafi.
Oh.
Okay. So we're still were bent on turning Ireland into a not so socialist country, but a quasi country. You know, which I was talking about. The matter is, there had been great activity, which were terrorists. There have been which were perfectly bounds of legitimate war.
Well, we have here a famous case in at the age of a guy named R.T.T., a federal court terror. He was held in the Scoville County Jail, and the people of Irish ancestry reported from Ireland. Went to France, got to in the case stayed in the federal state in jail. The British extradited, who was that, Sands, who committed?
Bobby
Sands, and you know, part of that. In fact, he had escaped from the jail in Northern, I think. And of them came to sample. Yeah, I think that's the one. And we get to stay here. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people happy with that. But the English, but, you know, what do they couldn't come kidnap them like David E.
The English got incident has become, this was like in the 90s, right?
This was late 70s or 80s.
So it's before Friday agreement.
Yes.
The English government become a more rich.
Mm-hmm.
I was a...
Well, the guy named he's got his problems.
Actually, cats are going to get penance in it anyway.
Maybe they want stone back.
Get the stone back.
Good.
They were, it was given to them 8 years ago.
Yeah, where the Scottish king put their feet in crown.
Right. Stone of Scotland.
Right.
They had some stone. They did like stone.
Yeah, they got to be eaten after.
Yeah. Anyway, I was at the event. The Council General of Chicago and the Irish Council were good friends. And the Council General, some remark, the 10 after the good freshman. He said there were a very serious mistake that Ireland has made over the 103 years. We are attempting to redress best we can at this point. And they said, Christie's government no longer is going to use all the tactics used in the past.
Typical English statement.
Well, the fact that it was significant.
Well, he's in a band of where Irish politics predominated for so long.
Well, normally would have done with the stiff one and talked about or something like that. The fact that he's something like I turned this next to me and said, did you hear what I just heard? He said, and neither of us had any drinks yet.
He did offer them scotch, and the Irish will offer them their Irish, which I have no money.
Everything for everywhere.
Okay. So,
matter of fact, Irish whiskey, yeah. Jameson's.
Did you have Irish while you were in, you know what
no,
all
I
was?
I had one Irish quarter, a lot of gin, a lot of Jameson.
Well, here's the thing. Claim that Irish was in San Francisco. There's another claim. Originally at Shannon Airport. Do you know anything about
it? No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. But it would raise me.
Okay, another thing, Patrick. We're familiar with you were an expert in Chicago's turbulent team.
Yeah.
When Big Bill Tom ran for mayor, went in Irish wards of Sandit,
right.
And said, in George, Chicago upon nose.
Incorrectly, that.
Right. Now, it's an outrageous thing. I guess it was a time course of fifth. And,
yeah, it was.
Had the Irish come out of what I call political size malady. For example, I was with me when we were an Irish Irish ancestry. Somebody asked my father, I have the list of candidates. Who's for? And he says, vote for the good Irish names on the list.
I tell you, that was the prevailing judge. I mean, I only remember back in the season, I was living in a precinct knocked on my door and encouraged me to vote for the slave candidates. And he said, your best for the judge. Is he to vote for names?
So
you got to make sure their own are taken care of.
Right. Oh, they're not. They did that.
Yeah.
I mean, out of polls.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we're approaching 200 years in existence country now. We're able to man in the house.
Right.
Mormons telling people it's the concern, and you want money.
Oh yeah. I
don't know if it's going to survive another issue.
Yeah, I think it's going to survive. The reason I think it might survive because of the fact the candidates. I mean, Republicans have a book list of names.
Themselves.
Can,
you know.
Okay. I mean, the fact that there is, mm-hmm. None of them run this country for the next 4 years.
You get an argument. We don't want to run the country into the
world. I understand, but the fact there is that the thing you learned in first or second is you choose lesser of the two.
Yeah, well, the more, here is the thing. We look at people, and of course, it's a money system, it costs to run, even for locals, even for general. And it's outrageous. There's a new generation, what is the fourth generation? A lot of, the Irish is the second group come here. Pretty much Irish and then the Germans and Americans and Asian and Asians. Now, we've been about 50 years since 60, and an Irish, I'd use the word Catholic, a White House. Mm-hmm. Now, that two or more generations, some of them under office, Kennedy's. Now, do you think that they're going to become conservative or get away from the politicized mentality that we got to think of Irish Catholics, so I wonder about
that. Yes, I think, except in the where people are drowned,
mm-hmm.
I think that they kind of mentality hang out quickly
mm-hmm.
because we longer need to be in a protective circle of this type.
That's a good way to put it,
yes. Nobody is out to us
mm-hmm.
because as a police once told, we've got the
and you know how to use they know how to and buzz.
So what was going on in 1840. Are you familiar with an organization called the Ancient Liburnians?
You heard the name, I...
Ancient Liburnians is a benevolent fraternal organization. It's like the Knights, but it's only a little nationalistic. Than
mm-hmm.
And they were founded originally in Ireland, and they were in the United States, to protect Catholic businesses and churches, individuals, from being handled. Catholic Irish game in the country.
I didn't know that.
They later became active organizing the coal miners, everyone else in the field of Spain.
Oh, the movie, right.
The McGuire's.
Right.
The McGuire's were taken with an order of fights.
Oh. So
now, there's no one for the ancient Hibernians to protect people. It's a socialization. You do have to be a practicing Catholic to be a man. You do have to be Irish ancestor, that kind of thing.
Irish ancestor?
Part.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
and
like as I said, died who's Jewish. By an elder.
It is, so it's this organization. So it has found no reason for that because there's no need to protect us from persecute us.
Now, do you when the Irish moved up generation, like a lot of us, left the central cities and places like Bridgeport, other places, the suburbs? Do you see more political consism and marriage. Like with other groups, I used to joke about Irish, African history and ancestry getting very sleep.
Well, that sort of happened. But actually, mm-hmm. we had a mixed in our family when my daughter married her husband. He was from outside. and
but
the
I mean,
north side.
I mean,
well, that was a big change.
No, I didn't mean thing like Ryan, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that, is that her name now?
No, her married name is Greenan.
What?
Polish? Greenan is Irish.
Oh, okay.
Irish by Gatlin. I mean,
okay.
In the, you know, 15th century,
mm-hmm.
they came to Ireland, Gatlin.
Okay, okay.
Okay, they're Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I know that
mm-hmm.
his brother and I, or his uncle,
mm-hmm.
sitting down in the rec room in Kitty's house. Irish rebel. In fact, father, I know
mm-hmm.
the good man said, I am absolutely sick of this tour allure of mother stuff. Except to the reader.
Now, if you remember, this is a theory of mine, when it comes to the art and communication, the Irish, Italians, and the Jew had a sense of humor. That maybe it comes, I think it comes with the suffering experiences they had.
It's called humor. You know, for example, Irish, particularly Irish, has that short memory.
No, if they're going to be hanged.
Well, no, they have a memory because you don't remember his name that you can't give information to the police.
Okay. It sounds like a mentality that has it. Well, the thing, we, you know, the great Irish Samuel Beck, the Oscar Wilde, the Irish.
Oscar Wilde was it.
Yeah. Don't see that even in America. What's the last crime writer, McDonough?
Jesus.
Dead. We don't see. I know. Has the taste.
Doesn't mean he copied.
No, you look at the state of the literature today. We don't see that. I guess McCourt was one of the last really good writers of Irish history.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it being
McCourt's.
Okay.
One left.
Right, but the one teacher he wrote stuff,
right.
And the white teacher, he'll be writing his mental prison before he dies.
Yeah. there's still, you know, writers around, and you must remember the Irish country, and in a number of other oddities, and it did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in the 40s and 50s, weren't too many oddities. So the Irish into politics,
right.
The army, went to the church.
Unfortunately.
They, exactly, as I heard somewhere in Ireland, so the groups of people who persecuted.
We know who they
are. He said the British army, the preacher.
Yeah, yeah. Nuns.
So, okay, they're a church.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know.
But the fact of the matter is
mm-hmm.
not anti, but the matter is sometimes the bird that they had was used.
Right. Well, it's also like when they lost Canada to the British, and French priests told the Quebec and French who were so there, you belong to the English because your soul is in the church.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. You know,
well, listen, you know, in that whole Quebec, they were complaining they didn't have entrepreneurs. They were just lawyers, they were businessmen.
French are a little, you know, Canada together, or like the Irish. I mean, even,
well, we had a contact with Maryville.
But even today, Irish think more in terms of going on the department, becoming heirs, that thing. They're rich, we'll say it doesn't. But isn't the strong entrepreneurial drive that they're in among other challenges? And there are no reasons for
it. Right, right. I just thought it was in French.
The Poles came over, the first thing to do was going home.
Right.
When the people came over, the first thing to do was their own business.
Right.
That kind
of thing. And become a lawyer. A German breweries and
Wells came over to either open breweries or joining.
And he started the market. Well, we have the Chinese.
You know, you're going to have the
Italian silver. Well, we have a problem here in the West with the Chinese.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, but you can understand the great evolution of history. It's unfortunate that Americans don't bother to learn the Afghanistan. By the way, compared to you, well, I'm going to edit it because I got it. I did a double. And I hope it worked. This has been fun. So we'll see. Aaron Goldberg, I'll cut this off, but I'll tell you something.
Okay.
So this is Zola, and on my history, on my mother's side, Scotch. Okay, I'm going to cut this. By the way, to check, I sent you the link to the Russian sale, and you can go to the Veritas YouTube.
I tried to punch them. I'm not.
It didn't work?
No.
Let me do it to you again, since I know. And I'll let you know how this goes out. And then what I'm going to cut it in and intersperse some good Irish military music like Gary and stuff like that. And I'll miss.
Well, thank you.
Okay, you take care, Pat.
Okay,
thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
That was a taped telephone recording of Patrick Butler, professional Irishman. And we will include that in the best of the month. And we'll have others from Patrick on a regular basis. So we'll end with our, which is typical of the Irish, which they used to gather around in smoke-filled rooms and decide who the candidate would be. I don't know if this is going to happen this time around. Of course, we don't have any Irishmen, people of Irish descent or ancestry running for president.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call the stuff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Well, we may hear that this fall. Anyway, this is Pete Robozola. We'll be back Friday, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and we'll be updating our AmicusVeritas.org. Good night.